Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates the games from Steve Jackson Games. This week, we're talking about another new expansion for Munchkin, and this week it is Munchkin Princesses. This is a booster pack of however many cards come in a booster pack, 15 cards or something.
Usually.
Something like that.
Here's the rules for Munchkin Princesses. We are happy to welcome princesses of any class, race, or sex. If you have a princess card, are not already a princess, and want to become a princess, just play it in front of you. Keep the princess card as long as you want. Even if you die, you may discard princesses at any time. You may discard princess at any time. So there you go. That's all it says. And then, of course, there's some other things that will happen.
So princess is something besides a class.
It's like royalty that we played a couple of weeks ago in...
No, it's
royalty,
like...
Well, royalty has
like,
some...
It's yeah, like yeah. Barbarian from yeah. the Munchkin Conan. Yeah,
it's like yeah. a, it's like an enhancer then. Because it says you can play it to any class, race, or sex.
Play it if you're any.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it plays.
Yep. All right. We have, just because we are doing this, we're using the base Munchkin set. And to ensure that we have some princess cards pop up, we've shuffled those cards into the upper half of both the treasure and door decks. Zach won last time, so we're going to let Rodrigo go this time.
All right. So I'm walking in with no race or class. So I'm just a classless human.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some usable only items. Well, actually, nope. This is actually equipment. So I do have some pantyhose of giant strength. And then a bunch of usable ones only things. So I'm going to kick down the door after I figure out which ones it is because they swapped them out on me.
My bad.
That's fine. Against a level 14 unspeakably awful indescribable horror. Plus 4 against warriors. Bad stuff. Unspeakable awful death for anyone but a wizard. A wizard merely loses his powers. Discard the wizard card. All right. Let's see. It's 4 treasures. It's gigantic. So I'm going to go ahead and just use one of my usable ones only items while I'm here. I'm going to use a polymorph potion on it. Used during any combat, turns any monster into a parrot, which flies away, leaving its treasure behind. Usable ones only.
Nice.
So, yes, I'm going to do that.
Worth it.
Yeah, 4 treasures in exchange for 1 and also not dead.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. I am going to carry around a bow with ribbons, but I can't use it right now because I'm not an elf. And I am going to equip a gentleman's club. Usable by males only, plus 3. And then I'm going to also carry around a plus 1 bonus 11-foot pole, which is a two-handed item. And I am done.
All right. I am starting off as a raceless, classless human.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have plus 2 bonus glass sneakers. Gives me a plus 1 to run away. If I'm a princess, it's a plus 4. Bonus. But if you fail, you must discard this card in addition to any other bad stuff. The princess stuff is pink and purple, and there is a little tiara as the symbol for this set. So mm-hmm. I'm going to kick open the door and find a curse. Lose 2 cards. Dang it.
Wow. It's already been a really dangerous game of Munchkin. 2 turns in.
Oh, this first, the player on the victim's left draws a card from the victim's hand and keeps it. And then the player on the right does the same thing. And now I will loot the room. And I'm done.
All right. I am a classless human with a badass bandana. Plus 3 bonus headgear usable by humans only.
Mm.
So I'm going to kick down the door now. Level 4 undead, undead horse.
Undeads, you say?
Plus 5 against dwarves.
Are you matching it?
I am not matching it. Yes, I am matching it, actually.
Interesting.
I'm going to use 1,000 gold pieces to go up a level.
Haha.
I'm beating it.
Good job, Rob.
Nice.
I think you got this one.
Yep.
Woo! I kill an undead horse.
You re-kill a dead horse.
Oh.
I'm going to kick it. Get two treasures and another level. And a bucket of friggin' nothing. Jesus. Tuba of Charm. This melodious instrument captivates your foes, giving you +3 to run away. If you successfully escape combat, snag a face-down treasure on your way out. An electric radioactive acid potion. A potion upon fusion. And short white armor that I can't wear because it's only by dwarves.
Mm-hmm.
I am done.
All right. Before I get on the door, I'm going to whine at the GM and go up a level since I can't use it. I'm currently the highest player. Or tied. Thankfully, I'm not. So I go to level 2. And I kick down the door. To find a princess.
Be the princess, Zach.
Okay, so I just attach it
to just
my...
a princess. What does it say?
No, I just name a princess. Princess. Self-reliant. In combat, without a helper, you get a +3 per monster.
Ooh. What?
It also says, yes, of course a male munch can be a princess if he wants to. Thanks. Then I will go looking for trouble against level 2. Flying frogs. Well, that gives me 3 and 5 and 6 and 8. Gets us 2.
Wow.
Anyone? 3, nope. 2. Up to level 3. And 1 treasure. Oh, yay. It is headgear. Horny helmet. For a +1 bonus. And I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door. Kick, curse, change sex. No.
That sucks. You lose your club.
Oh, I do.
And -5 to your next combat.
Yep. You got a female figure. Yeah. That's all right. I'll equip an 11-foot pole.
So I'm pretty sure I do. Thought I did. Maybe a Cthulhu dice.
Well, maybe I'll unequip that. And I'll carry a huge rock, which is a +3 bonus, 2 hands big.
Nope, just kidding. Don't have one.
Let's see. I'll loot the room. Loot. Then I am going to discard something. Right? Because I'm the lowest level.
I'm a level 1.
So am I.
Yep, so you just discard.
I'm going to discard a plutonium dragon.
Wow.
Nice.
Yep.
There's some power at the top of this deck.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door, pow, to find a princess. And this one is, what's this guy's name? Is his name Steve? Is that it?
Spike.
Spike. Okay, so Spike's wearing the dress with his Prince Begone chainsaw. And same thing. In combat, without a helper, you get a +3 per monster.
Now your shoes are worth +4.
They are worth +4. So I am going to go loot the room. And I'm done.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door. Level 8, the 8th dwarf. He's meanie. He's meanie. +7 against dwarves. 3, 6.
And the 8th dwarf is a princess card.
Yep. I'm going to use the Potion of Confusion to put me up to 9. Anybody?
Nope. I think you got it.
Nope.
Cool. Deaded. 2 treasures and a level. 1, 2. Ew. I'll put a Helm of Courage in play. And a Wand of Dousing. And you can go.
Okay. Dorth kicketh. to find a warrior.
Zax gets all the classes.
All
every
the
freaking
classes.
Time.
I'm going to be a warrior instead of a wizard. This is discarded per hand.
I forget which one it is.
He gets them all the time, and yet he still doesn't know how to play them.
Well, I know how to play it. I just don't do after I play it. See? Rob. Never mind. And I loot the room. Oh, jeez, I'm Pete's sack.
Oh, Zach, what are you doing?
Zach. Making a mess. Okay, I'm done.
Done? All right, time to kick down the door. Kick. Curse stolen by fairies. You cannot gain the winning level while this curse is in effect. You may lift the curse by discarding a princess card you have in play, by using a wishing ring, or by discarding 1,000 gold pieces worth of items. Man, things are rough for me.
Yeah, but you can afford to just kind of ignore that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do have a lot of items, some of which I can't use anymore. I'm going to... Actually, I am going to pick a fight. Go looking for trouble. That's what I meant. Against some level 1 overly helpful woodland creatures. If you sing a happy little song, they will scamper away and leave one treasure behind. Bad stuff, they will fit into your gown, lose your armor. So right now, I'm at 1, and so are they, because I get up... Wait, no. 6. I'm at 2, so I'm actually beating them.
And you're at a -5 to combat?
Yep.
Yep, all right.
So I'm just going to try to pummel them. Anybody? 3, 2, 1... So I get 1 level, 1 treasure, and, I have now gotten used to my new feminine physique, so I no longer have a -5. I am going to then play a +3 bonus usable by princess only, Tiara of Blinding. It is a headgear. And I'm just gonna probably go ahead and cash it in. It's 8, 9, 10. I'm just gonna get rid of this curse. So I'm selling my 11-foot pole, Tiara of Blinding, and Gentleman's Club to get rid of my Stolen by Fairies curse. Get myself back to 0.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Done.
All right, I'll kick down the door and discover a level 12 tongue demon. Creature from hell, +4 against clerics. You must discard 1 item before combat.
Oof.
Ouch.
That does include you.
Yeah. I'm going to get rid of this Cloak of Obscurity. And now I'm sitting at 5, 6, 7, 8. But not 8 if someone wants to help me.
But not 8?
Yeah, +3 per monster if I'm fighting by myself.
Well, I've got 8 that I can bring to the party for, we'll say, 2 treasures right now.
Anybody beat that?
I'm only 7.
Yeah, I have 7.
Well, I'm going to run away because nothing really super bad is going to happen. I lose.
What is the bad stuff?
A really disgusting kiss costs you 2 levels. 3 for elves, and I'm at level 1. And I failed to roll away, so I lose 2 levels, taking me back to level 1. And my turn is done.
All right. Kick down the door. Curse, lose 1 small item.
Oh, no.
Choose any 1 small item. Discard any item that's not designated small. I'm going to pitch my headgear. The Helm of Courage.
Whatever you're hoping to draw into a dwarf.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's better than the
sure.
helm by a long shot. So, and the armor is at least worth 400 as opposed to the.
That's true.
I'm gonna go looking for trouble against a lame goblin.
Ah, lame goblin.
Level 1, plus 1 to run away. I'm 7.
Get it.
Deaded.
That goblin was lame.
Level 5, treasure. Right on a stick. Hey, it's better than nothing. You may discard this item if you are only carrying it for an automatic escape from any monster of level 8 or below. Go.
Cool. Door kicking. Curse. Duck of Doom.
No, why did you pick up a duck in a dungeon?
I know.
You should know better than that.
I'm going to go all the way back to level 1.
2 levels on that?
Yep.
Wow.
Ouch.
Poop on a stick.
No, rat on a stick. He can discard it at any time to get a free runaway.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
As long as the monster is 8 or lower.
I'm still going to go looking for trouble, though, against level 2 gelatinous octahedron. I'm beating it by, you know, a number. 3, 5, 6, 9. Beating it by 7.
You got it.
Yay.
I like how some of these cards still make us laugh with just how ridiculous they are.
Yeah.
One treasure.
And a level.
Back to level 2.
Yay, go Zach.
Where'd he go? There you are. Done.
Am I go?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll kick down this door. Huzzah! Humongous, plus 10 to monster.
Ooh.
All right, let's see. What am I kicking around at over here? I am going to go looking for trouble against some snails on speed. They level 4, minus 2 to run away. Bad stuff. They steal your treasure, roll a die, and lose that many items or cards in your hand. Your choice. And right now, I am beating them by... I'm at 8, so I'm beating them by 4. Anybody want to throw in here?
Nope.
What level are you at?
Effective. I'm a 2. Oh, yeah, effective no. 8.
Go ahead.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I know
what you have.
Huh? Crunch.
I know what you have.
What?
What card you have.
Which one?
From me.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. Yes, you do, princess. Yes, you do.
Don't worry. I got something, too.
And I go up by 1 level.
Zach has cards.
2 treasures. I'm going to go ahead and have a convenient addition error to go up a level.
What?
Nice. Putting me at 4. Yep, treasure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn over.
Kick down the door. And I discover a curse. Change my race. If you have no race now, this curse has no effect. Otherwise, go back through the discard pile, starting with the top discard, blah, 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 blah. Loot the room.
Ugh. Done?
Yes, I am.
How many cards in your hand at this point?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'll kick down the door. Crap. Level 16, Hippogriff. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below.
Oh, no.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I would need 8 more to beat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You stomp and chomp. You drop things as you flee. Starting with the player on your right, each player may take 1 treasure card from in front of you or without looking from your hand.
Yeah, but you got that tuba thing.
I do.
And a rat on a stick thing.
Rat on a stick only works on monsters of level 8 or lower.
Ah.
Can't see that. Can't see it.
The rat or the
no, the hippogriff.
Does anyone have the 8 that they'd be able to lend?
What are you at? 9?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say no right now.
I'm going to say I can, but I'm going to need 3 treasures.
Sold.
How many treasures does the thing have?
4.
Four.
Oh, should have taken all the treasures, Zach.
Don't want to get greedy. All right, so I currently have 6, but I will throw in pretty balloons for another 5.
So we're at 20 versus at 16.
Yep. Bring them out. Bring them out.
How about the it's an intelligent plus 5, so that puts you down by 1.
Mm, it would.
Let's see. You're a warrior, so you could pitch a card to give plus 1, which would tie us, which would
win you.
Win, because you're a warrior.
Yeah. I can do that. I'll pitch Ghoul Friends for the tie.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and make it humongous. Plus 10 to monster.
Well, that really just is a kick in the nards.
Alright. I'm gonna use the Wand of Dowsing. Go through the discards to find any one card you want. Take that card and discard this one. To grab Polymorph Potion. And the Hippogriff's going to become less hippo.
Right.
So we're going to get 4, 5, 6, 7 treasures.
Told you should have asked for 4, Zach.
I'm okay with 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nice.
Play it any time on your turn. Genetically modified apple. Play it any time on your turn. Go through the door discards and take the first princess, class, or race that you do not already have. You may use its abilities in addition to any you already have until the end of your next turn.
Ooh. Ooh. What do you want to give me?
I'm going to take that.
Mm-hmm.
This.
Oh, you're going to take the hoop skirt?
Yeah, I'm going to take the hoop skirt.
Dang it.
I don't have any armor.
The text
actually,
princess.
It's big, though, so
yeah.
You can have that.
Sweet. Skirt.
So I'll grab these two.
So what'd you grab, Rob?
I grabbed Rescue Yourself, which is a go-up-a-level card that I'm going to go ahead and use. It's my level 6.
Ding.
Should be level 7 because you defeat... the Polymorph just gets rid of the monster.
Yeah. Okay.
I grabbed the Doppelganger, which summons your exact duplicate who fights beside you, so you double your combat strength. You may use the Doppelganger only when you are the only player in the combat. Usable once only. Yep. Boots of Running Really Fast, which is a plus 2 to run away, giving me a total of a plus 5 to run away with my tuba.
Nice.
So, I'm going to run away. And the Genetically Modified Apple.
And what'd you get, Zach?
And I got a Hoop Skirt, which is a princess card. It is a plus 3 bonus armor big. And then an Invisibility Potion. Lets me run away automatically after I fail a roll. And then the Cheese, Greater of Peace. Plus 3 bonus, one hand, but usable by cleric only. That's what I got. So I equipped the hoop skirt. Done?
Yep.
Door kick. Level 16, undead, King Tut. When I pursue anyone level 3 or below, ka-ching. Higher level characters lose 2 levels even if they escape. Oh no. But thankfully, I'm only level 2. So I'm just going to say...
What do you need to beat it?
What? What do I need to beat it? Uh-huh. 5, 7, 8, 9, 11...
I
need 5.
What's the bad stuff
actually,
again?
Man. Can I beat it by myself? Nope. Dang, that'd have been cool.
I'll toss in for 2 of the treasures.
2?
Your choice.
Two treasures. Mm-hmm. We'd be winning by what?
I am 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I give
10.
You 10.
I feel comfortable with that. For 2 treasures?
Mm-hmm.
It's a match.
Cool.
How much are you guys beating it by?
I had 11, you had 10, we're beating it by 5.
Okay.
Right?
I think, was the 11 including your 3?
No, it was not.
Okay. Actually, I'm good.
Okay. 3, 2, dead tut.
Dead tut.
I'm going to go to level 4. One. We have 4 treasures.
2. 3.
All right, I am going to give Rob some armor.
Yay.
And then I will give you an instant wall, allowing escape for 1 or 2 players from any fight. And then I will bribe the GM with food to go up a level, and then hold a freezing explosive potion in my hand. Level 5 is where I'm at now. Done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Kick, half-breed. Let's see. I am going to go looking for trouble. Against some harpies. Level 4. They resist magic, +5 against wizards. Bad stuff. Their music is really, really bad. Lose 2 levels. Right now, I am beating them by 6. 1 level, 2 treasures. Anybody want to do anything here?
Nope.
3, 2, 1. Crunch the harpies. Go up a level. I am level 5. 2 treasures. Super face down. Let's see. I'm going to carry around a Limburger and anchovy sandwich and a friendship potion.
You could really use a race over there, couldn't you?
Yes. Any race would be great. Greatly appreciated. And I am done.
All right, I'll kick down the door and find a level 1 drooling slime. Yucky slime, +4 against elves. Bad stuff, discard the foot gear you're wearing. Lose a level if you have no foot gear. All right. Well, I do have foot gear.
No, you're beating it,
and I'm beating it by 5. Let's see. I'm beating it by 4. Oh, no. I'm beating it by a lot more than that. 7. 8. Beating it by 7.
Nice.
Anyone?
Nope.
Nope.
3, 2, 1. Smash cut to me turning over the treasure card to a +1 bonus hireling.
Nice.
Allows you to carry and use one extra item even if you could not otherwise. If you lose your hireling, the item goes to... let's see. Keep this card in front of you with your treasure. So, there you go. Yep, done.
All right. Kick down the door. Thief! I hate this class.
You love this class, Rob. You win with this class all the time.
I have not won with this class.
Rob hates that class. Because Rob is compelled to play the game to the maximum the maximum of his ability, which means if he has the opportunity to use the thief, he has to.
Yep, exactly.
Because he's a Moldrin.
Moldrin. Take a shower, you Moldrin.
Yeah, after this game, I'm going to need a Motrin.
Yeah.
I'm going to loot the room.
I don't know what it...
I'm going to become a cleric.
Oh, Rob, you got rid of your thief to become a cleric?
Yes.
Yay.
Look, his life was in a bad place, and he found religion.
The power of Thor. Go.
Thor. More. Level 6, Shrieking Geek. +6 against warriors. Well, shucks, that's awesome. Bad stuff. You become a normal, boring human. Discard any race or class cards in play. So it is at 12. I am at 8. 10, 11, 12, 15, if I fight by myself.
So you're beating it by
3? Yep.
Yeah, good job, Zach.
Good job,
Zach. Thanks, guys.
Zach.
3, 2. Sorry, geek. You were dead. For 2 treasures.
I love you, princess.
Ooh. I'm not a wizard anymore. Level 6.
Can't use that. That's not good. Oh. Zach's gonna...
Zach's become a sim.
Yeah, buddy. I am going to sell things
just
for money.
Use the bathroom in my house, please.
Huh?
Don't let him use the bathroom in my house.
Mm. I'm going to sell...
figure out how to find it.
The Staff of Napalm and the Mace of Sharpness.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Not messing around. Whoa, let's see. That's 14. Can I get more? Oh, can't use that. So that's 14. 18. 2,000.
Yay, Zach.
Yay.
Wow. Up two levels.
That's kind of significant.
I'm Zach's in the lead.
Level 8.
Level 8.
Zach gets the item card target.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
All right. Let's see. Should probably read this stuff. Kick down the door. Kick. Curse. Change class. If you have no class now, this curse has no effect. I don't. Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll loot the room. Loot. Done.
I will kick down the door and discover a floating nose. Oh, nose, a floating nose. If you don't want to fight it, the floating nose, you can, what does it say, bribe? You can bribe it with an item worth at least 200 gold pieces and it will let you go bad stuff. It can sniff you out anywhere. If you lose, you cannot flee. Nothing will help you. Lose 3 levels. Ugh. Let's see. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right at it. So I'm going to do my Potion of Halitosis. Used during any combat. +2 to either side or instantly kills the floating nose. Usable only once. 1 level.
Nice.
3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. Boiling out. Anthill. Go up another level.
Hey-o.
Okay. And... oh, let's see what we got here. Knee pads of allure. Let's just see. No player with a level higher than yours can refuse your request to help against a monster. You cannot gain the winning level in a combat where your helper was compelled by the knee pads. Interesting. All right, so basically I can compel anybody with a level higher than mine to help me, but I can't use it to... use the winning level. But otherwise, the power of the princess compels you. The power of the princess compels you. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
I am terrified of the floating nose, so I'm going to kick down the door.
God. Chicken on your head.
Chicken on your head. Chicken.
All you're better than to touch a
chicken in a dungeon.
Any curse or bad stuff that removes your head, you will take the chicken with it.
Chicken dungeon, chicken in a dungeon, chicken dungeon, chicken in a dungeon.
I'll loot the room. Put the genetically modified apple on the battlefield. Into play. You can go.
Oh,
what, let me ask you, what is your genetically... oh, that's the same one as we've seen before, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I go through the door discard till I find a race class or princess, and I get to use that until my next turn.
Okay.
Till the end of my next turn.
I kick open the door. Pew! Enraged, +5 to monster. Nothing, I loot the room. Pew! Fantastic. Done.
Okay.
5 cards?
I think I have actually like 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to kick down the door. Kick. Elf.
Hey.
Hey, indeed. Let's see. Plus one to run away. You go up a level for every monster you help someone kill. And I can equip my bow. And I'm still carrying a huge rock.
Sell it.
Yes, I will sell it. If I draw something else that is big, I will sell it. Although you have to sell stuff for a level, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll sell it for the level. When it comes around. And I guess I'll go ahead and become a half-breed elf, because why not? So I'm a half-elf. And then I am going to go looking for trouble. Against level 10, 3,872 orcs. Plus 6 against dwarves due to ancient grudges. Bad stuff, roll a die. On a 2 or less, they stomp you to death. Otherwise, lose as many levels as the die shows. Scary times. 3 treasures, 1 level. Right now, I'm beating them by 2. Anybody?
Nah.
3, 2, 1. Crunch them. Up to level 6. And 3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. Going to carry around a loaded die. Carry around a dagger of treachery. And carry around a rapier of unfairness, which is usable by elf only. But it's one hand. And my bow is 2 hands. I'm going to keep it around in case I lose the bow.
So your bow is oh so slightly better.
Yep. Let's see. 4, 8... Friendship potion is useful. Yep, I think for now, well, yep, for now I'm just going to carry all this crap around. I'm done.
All right, I will kick open the door and discover a cleric. I'm a princess cleric. Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Princess isn't a class.
No, my knee pads are not usable by clerics.
Oh. You can just keep it in your hand for now.
Boom, boom, boom. I will keep it in my hand for now.
Good idea.
And I will loot the room. And let's see what I want to do here. I have to get rid of something.
Yeah.
Or do something. Probably. Shoot. All right. I'm the lowest level, right? I'm
yep.
a 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will discard the half-breed, and my turn is over. Done, Rob.
I am going to use my cleric ability of resurrection. When it's time for you to draw face up card, draw cards face up, you may instead take some or all from the top of the appropriate discard pile. You must then discard 1 card from your hand for each card drawn. So, take a half breed, and I'm going to discard a curse, and I'm going to become a half dwarf, which means I should still be able to use a badass bandana. And my short white armor.
And you get to carry an extra card.
And I get to carry an extra card and any number of big items. And I'll loot the room.
That was me kicking down the door. Oh, that was your kicking down the door, is that state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Go.
Okay. Door kick. Wizard. Fantastic.
You want to go back?
Nope.
Why don't you try and draw some more classes there, Zach?
You know, I've been actually trying all game, so I've actually been doing really well.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You got to set goals for yourself.
Yeah, it's generally my goal. Most classes. What do we got? 10, 11, 13, 14. Man, I'm gonna risk it to kill a vampire. And I'm gonna look in trouble against level 12. A wannabe vampire. Instead of fighting a cleric and chase the wannabe vampire away, just pick him on Booga Booga and take all of his treasure. But I'm not a cleric. I'm a warrior. So I'm just gonna fight him in battle like a big old bro with a hoop skirt.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff is blocks the door and tells you about his character. Lose 3 levels.
Wow. Takes you back down to like what, level 1 or something?
5.
Oh, oh, you're at level 8.
That's fierce.
So I am at 10, 11, 13, 14.
Versus it's 12?
Versus it's 12. Do I immediately regret the decision?
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
Electric radioactive acid potion. Plus 5. So he's at 17.
I am going to use a freezing potion to... Oh, crap. Oh. I was actually at 18.
You were at 18?
Yeah, I forgot to add that in, so you can take 18 that.
18 or 17?
I was at 15, and so I had 3.
Okay.
So it's at 18. So you can decide if you want to play that still, because I'll be beating it.
I'll back that up and play Wicked.
Okay.
Instead.
Plus 10. All right.
Plus 5 to monster, plus 10 against princesses.
Oh, that's too bad that you used that there.
Why?
I'll show you later.
Oh. All right, so that makes me down by, like, 4? Is unfortunate. I am going to discard my wizard card. Go to 19. And then I'm going to poise my freezing explosive potion. Let's go to 22 and tie it.
Anybody else want to screw with this?
I don't have anything until he tries to run away.
Okay. Radioactive acid potion, plus 5.
Now, that is the kicker. Okay, I'm done. I can't do anything. I'll run away.
Hang on.
Okay.
I will help you for all of the treasures.
You will help me for all of the treasures.
Hmm?
That would be 4 treasures.
Do you get any extra for all you calculated that in?
Yep.
Okay. So I've got, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That you have 13, so we'd be up by, like, what is that, like 7?
Something like that.
8.
Let's go ahead and figure that out.
8. It's 8. So it was tied, down 5, 13.
So you're up by 8.
Is there only one monster in play?
There is only one monster in play.
Was that 2. A yes there?
Yes.
Okay.
Wandering monster, net troll. He doesn't have any special powers, and he's really mad about it.
Ugh. Crap on a turd.
You got anything there?
I do. Oh, wait. Hold on. So we were down with this.
We're going to shrink again because of the princess stuff.
So we were up 8. We were down 2. We're down 5.
Okay. So down a total of 5 right
down
now?
Down 5.
Okay.
Which,
nothing?
I can get us 2 more. Could have got there before the princess thing.
Okay. I am going to turn what has the highest combat bonus?
This guy? Yes, this is at 22.
Okay. I'm going to turn him into a toad. I told you so. Play when any player is in combat. One monster turns into a frog, leaving its treasure behind and granting no levels. If it was the only monster in the fight, the combat is over. This is a princess card.
Very cool. Okay, so now we're beating this
By a considerable amount.
So is there still a amount? So let me ask, is there technically still a toad in the room or not?
No, the monster is gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's 15 to your guys's.
I had 15 and whatever you had.
13.
13.
So we're winning by 13. 15
to you guys is 18?
Yep.
Not 18.
28.
28?
Yeah. Anything?
I think I'm done.
All right.
I don't have 13 to throw in.
Rigo, you are the proud winner of 7 treasures.
All right.
Read them out.
And a level.
I'm at level 9.
I'm at level 7.
Oh, yeah, elves.
Yep. Let's see. 1, you said 7?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is like 6. Second time tonight we've had a treasure draw of 7.
7.
Yep.
A couple of weeks ago in the Adventure Time game, we had at least one that was a 7-card treasure draw.
Yep. I think that's why we went through that one so fast.
Probably.
All right. I think the purpose is... Let's see.
This is a door.
Plus 3 bonus, stepladder, usable by halfling only, mutilate the bodies, this card can be played only after combat, but it does not have to be your combat. Boots of butt kicking, plus 2 bonus, plus 2 bonus, not usable by thief, singing and dancing sword, plus 2 bonus, flaming armor, plus 3 bonus, chainsaw of bloody dismemberment, 2 hands big.
That'd be selling a Zach's at 9, you got a crap ton of stuff to sell.
Yep.
Well, and then going to go up a level.
So he needs to sell
plus
level.
4 bonus usable by human only Swiss Army polearm. So I am going to mutilate the body since we just got done with a fight and go up to level 8. Then I am going to take a moment to figure out my equipment. Let's see.
I need to learn more fair use song so I can sing on the podcast.
Farmer in the Dell, Old MacDonald.
Camptown Races.
No.
Yeah. Zippity doo dah. No.
It's a good one.
Anything,
a good one.
Anything by Mozart. Remember, we watched Amadeus.
Yeah.
So anything that was in that movie. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, so Magic Flute. Yep.
All right, so... Here's going to be 800. Going to wear some plus 2 flaming armor. Some boots of butt kicking. Oh, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I'm going to sell my Rapier of Unfairness and my Dagger of Treachery and my huge rock, which has no value, for 1,000 gold and go up to level 9. These are treasures, so they go on that treasure pile. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gonna equip a singing and dancing sword, which is not usable by a thief. But it also doesn't take up any hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And yes. And now it's my turn, I think.
Yeah. Actually, you couldn't even have sold stuff before.
Oh, that's true.
So now you can sell it, since it's your turn.
Yep. On my turn, can I sell it before I kick down the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself.
No, it's okay. I was done with my turn.
Okay. So, yes, I will kick down the door. Kick. Wizard! I'm a wizard. Let's see. Ugh.
Do 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 do.
Maybe. Let's see. 9.
How always disappointed were you when you played Mario and you tried to jump for the top of the flag and you landed at the very bottom and didn't grab it at all? It always made me so sad.
When like you didn't even hit the pole, yeah, you just bounce flat up against the block at the bottom.
Yeah,
that is sad.
Yeah, you can't do that much.
Wait, did I kick down the door already?
Yeah, wizard.
I want to loot the room.
He doesn't have a monster in hand that he is comfortable with attacking. At the very least. Or no monster at all.
Either one of those things, yes. One, two, which will play out vastly differently. One, two, three, four, five, six. Who's a baby? Who's a tiny baby?
I am.
Four. let's see. Here is a present. One, two, three, four, five. There you go.
Thank you.
And my turn is done. Oh, hey. This is like exactly the same wizard as Adventure Time.
Yeah, some of the things I noticed.
That one thing is.
I'm starting to see some.
That's useful because I was a wizard the whole time, so I don't have to learn a new thing.
I would say anytime they repeat a class, it's going to be the exact. Anytime they repeat a card, it's going to be the exact same thing.
You'd hope.
I don't think the.
They made a fairly good.
The first part of the wizard is in Munchkinland, was it?
In Adventure Time?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Whatever I said.
Yeah, it was.
Is it the exact same, or I thought it was only one of the powers?
It's exactly the same. Flight spell and charm spell are both exactly the same.
Done? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to kick open the door and discover 11-6 Pikachu. Gain an extra level if you defeat
Pikachu.
It without... a Pikachu. If you can defeat it without help, without using help or bonuses. Well, that doesn't make sense. So I can't use my...
I think it's...
Sneakers or my hireling...
Yeah,
that didn't make
sense. So I think it's gain an extra level if you beat it with just your level.
3, 7 Well, I can do that with just my level and my...
Bonus.
No, then I can't.
Yeah. But you can beat it normally, so...
Yeah. All right. Anything? 3, 2, 1 Pow. My Pikachu. I choose you. Was that 2 treasures?
Oh, don't... Yep. Chewed the puke.
1, 2 All right. I'm going to sell my stepladder that Rodrigo gave me and sandals of protection to go up another level. So that'll put me at 600 or 6. And then I'm going to play Horde, draw 3 more treasure cards immediately. I'm going to equip some slimy armor, and then I'm going to sell a pointy hat of power and a hammer of kneecapping for another 1,000 to go up to 7. And
it's been a very...
Then I am done.
Very,
lucrative.
Yeah, like a very economical round.
Yes, I would say so. All right, Rob, your turn.
I have to figure out... Oh, no. Not going to be able to do that. All right, I'm just going to kick down the door. Level 1 Mall Rat, a creature from hell, +3 against clerics. So it's a level 4. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's my 13.
Do it.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo, Rob, going up to level 7.
Boo, Rob. Start yelling at football games from now on. Boo, Rob.
Boo, Rob.
Boo, Rob.
What's that guy yelling up there?
Are you saying boo, Ergens?
I'm saying
door boos. Kick. Level 6. Liars. Well, not attack a thief. A thief encountering a lawyer may instead discard 2 treasures and draw 2 new ones face down. Bad stuff hits you with an injunction. Let each other player draw 1 card from your hand, starting with the player on your left. Discard any remainder.
Lawyers are sharks.
9, 12, 14, 15, 16, 19.
Illusion card.
What
it's all
that?
An illusion.
Oh, you're an illusion.
Get the treasures, none of the levels.
Yeah, cool. Eh. 2 treasures. 1, 2. Boom, boom, boom. Alrighty then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Guess that means I'm done.
time for me
to
kick down the door.
Get some damage.
Level 14, insurance salesman. Your level does not count. Fighting only with your bonuses. Bad stuff, you buy insurance, lose 1,000 gold pieces worth of items. If you don't have that much, lose all you have. So, let's see.
Insurance salesmen are badass sharks, right? They're as bad as lawyers, right? Okay.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So on bonuses alone, because I'm not allowed to use my level, I'm actually not beating him right now.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Well. How convenient.
We got one of the few monsters that was actually...
Yeah, appropriate. Let's see. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm an elf. I can use this. Everybody get back in here.
Oh, okay.
Using any combat. Yuppie water. Usable once only and only to help elves. Plus 2 to each elf in the battle. So since I'm a half-elf, I'm going to use it, which is going to put me at 15, I think. Mm-hmm. 3... 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So, yes, yep. 15 versus its 14. I am now beating it by 1.
Potion of Idiotic Bravery for 2. You're now losing by 1.
I am now losing by 1. I will... use my I'm going to use my friendship potion on it. Using any combat, discard all monsters in the combat. No treasure is gained, but the player may loot the room. Usable once only.
Cool.
So I'll get a door card out of the deal.
Cool.
That goes over there. It's weird that we got two guys in suits in a row.
Yeah.
They travel in packs.
And then I'll get my door. Oh, good. This is exactly what I wanted. I'm going to carry around a chainsaw of bloody dismemberment. And that'll be me.
Going to kick down the door and discover a curse. Lose 1 big item.
I have no
big items. Look, that tuba. You could have lost that tuba there.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to loot the room. And I am a... too bad I stole that stepladder. I'm a halfling...
Well, here's the thing. If you hadn't, you would have lost it to the curse.
I know. Halfling princess wearing slimy armor. It's okay. I'm done.
I'm going to kick down the door because I don't want to lose my big item. Warrior. Awesome. I'm going to loot the room. Oh, cool. Go.
Going. Door kick. Help me out here. Play this card while you're in combat. Take 1 item from any other player. At the moment you take it, that item must make the difference between your winning and losing that combat. You may discard something of your own before taking the item if you wish.
Wow.
So nice. There's that in my hand.
Nice card.
Is that implied there that you can equip it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's why it lets you discard the card. So you can equip it or so you can snag a big item.
Right.
Oh, let's see here. I'm going to loot the room. And that gives me too many cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cards.
Yeah, you get a discard. That's the good thing.
Nah. I'm going to hold on to this.
He's higher level
sword.
Than I am.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's at 9.
He's higher level than you, too.
I know.
but we're both seven, so if he's...
So he gets the charity to either of us.
Oh, that's his right. Choice. I thought he could just discard.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of high rollers we are, Steven. Where charity goes down to level seven players. Yeah.
No, I will hold on to this wishing ring.
No, it doesn't.
And now I will be done with my turn.
Oh, great, a wishing ring.
Oh, great, a wishing ring.
Oh, great, a wishing ring.
Do you have
ring.
A loaded
wishing
die ring, or a reloaded die?
I loaded.
Oh, great, okay. Wishing ring.
Hey, let's play.
All right. Gonna kick down a door, I think.
This has been a musical night.
Munchkin the Musical.
Wandering Monster.
Oh, noes.
That's exactly what I wanted. Well, aside from like a level one monster. All right. I'm going to loot the room.
Okay. I like that we've got a couple people actually sitting on the cusp of winning that aren't quite to the point where they can just drop out whatever monster they happen to have.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
It's actually tense for a change instead of, you know, like, oh, I'm going to play
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to... I want to give people cards. I'm going to give someone cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So would I give one to each of you level sevens? To discard down to five?
I think you can decide.
Oh, I could give like two to Steven or whatever.
I think
pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, so you can.
Do whatever you please, man.
Yeah. Okay. So... I will do it like so. 1, 4, Steven, and 1, 4, Rob. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Done. Right? Yes.
All right, I will kick down the door and discover a thief. I am a halfling thief princess.
Yeah. Stereotypical.
Yeah.
One of those again.
Well, you know, very frequently when you look at, like, in fantasy, like the head thief of a place, they very often do call him like the Prince of Thieves or something like that.
I am
right?
The Princess of Thieves.
Yeah, you're the Princess
of Thieves. I look fantastic in my glass sneakers, which I may have stolen.
Mm-hmm.
We actually kind of have a very, very stereotypical party. You've got an elf wizard, a halfling thief, a human warrior, and a dwarf cleric.
Wow, that's true. We actually, like, I think this is literally the, no, I was going to say, I think this is the order of the stick, but now the
I have looted the room, and now I must human. Discard, and I think... Dang it. I'm going to get rid of my cleric. 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm done.
I'm going to kick down the door.
Kick down the door.
Really?
Curse.
Lose a level.
Oh, man, Rob.
Hey, Rob. I'll give you my wishing ring card for the promise of not doing anything when I go for the win.
Huh? You're going to take the curse to the face.
Take the curse to the face.
Yeah. That's
I'm going to give you the option.
That's the Rob we know and know.
Actually, no, I'll take that.
Yeah, you're assuming that I have something that I can use, which I cannot.
I'll take that.
That when I go for the win... You will not participate in any manner.
You might want to clarify that a little
the
bit
the next
more.
Time you go for the win.
You need to clarify that differently.
The next time you are in combat.
Yeah. No. Any time I go for the win.
Yeah.
Oh, from here on out?
Yeah.
For this, that's what he's saying.
Is for sure. The rest of this game, you cannot do anything to screw him over.
Sure.
God, I don't even know if I freaking trust him.
Wait.
You should say, I will not harm you in your next turn.
I will not harm you during any combat.
No.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That's what you wanted.
No, because that's implying I have a card that's going to do something outside of combat. So when I end my turn, I'm going to play a card on you.
Well, yeah, but I would say it's completely unreasonable to say, Rob, you can't ever do anything bad to me anymore at all.
Yep.
For one level, no. Rob can make that up.
Well,
probably after screwing you over.
I am not saying it was a reasonable offer.
Oh, all right.
All right. Go.
Okay. Door kick. Beef.
Thief.
More glasses.
Be careful with your life.
Whoops. Might forget what it is. Well, I loot. Ugh. Sweet Georgia Brown.
Ugh.
Rodrigo.
What's up?
Curse.
What?
Lose the item that gives you the biggest bonus.
That would be my bow with ribbons, I think. Yep. Goodbye, bow with ribbons.
Hello, Chainsaw of Bloody Dismemberment.
Hello, Chainsaw of Bloody Dismemberment.
Who would like a card?
I'm the lowest level.
Oh, Rob, congratulations. You won yourself a card. I am done.
God. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Because there's ducks in the dungeon. Get it?
Mm.
I picked it up earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I remember that. All right, I'm going to kick down the door.
Uh-oh. Stretching.
Here we go. And kick. Halfling.
Oh, disappointment.
I'm an elf halfling. Half elf, half halfling.
Half elfling?
Yes. Elf laugh. you may sell one item each turn for double price. Other items are at normal price. If you fail your initial runaway roll, you may discard a card and try once more. Ho ho. And let's see. What am I looking at here?
Welcome to my world from last game. Nope.
Yep. Somehow I managed to screw that up. I got too excited. What's Steven at? 7?
Yeah.
6?
9? All right. I'm going to loot the room. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on. We haven't seen a cheat yet, have we?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Hello, the cheat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's not mad with power. He's going to eat the chort.
I eat the chort. Let's see.
Hey there, the chort.
What does the chicken on your head do?
Gives me a neg one to all dice rolls. If I lose that to any curse or bad stuff, it will take the chicken with it.
Well, I'm going to hit... I'm going to hit Zach with this.
All right.
Curse, lose the headgear you're wearing.
Poppycock. Yeah, I'll just wish you'd ring it.
Okay.
Oh, God. Don't like you.
Let's see. Kick down door. Became a halfling. Throw a curse at Zach. I think my turn's done.
Okay, I'm going to kick down the door and find a wandering monster. Nice. All right, I'm going to go... Ugh. Probably not going to... This is probably not a good idea. I'm going to go looking for trouble against a level...
Oh.
No, wait a minute. Take that back.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That seemed like a double digit number.
Save that for your wandering monster.
I miscalculated what my level was. I thought this was for the win.
You thought it was 38?
I thought it was for the win. I thought it was 8 instead of 7.
He thought his level was 70.
I will go for the easy one against a level 1 potted plant.
Oh, look at
that. That's a good call.
Anyone?
Nice.
I think you got this one.
All right, 3-2-1 smash. Oops. Treasure. I now have a sneaky bastard sword, plus 2 bonus. And level 8. And let's see. Crap it. Okay, I'm done.
All right. My turn?
It is your turn.
This is going to be interesting.
Okay. You think you can do it?
I'm not going to win. I'm going to really futz around with some things. I'm going to use my cleric power to kick open the potted plant.
Oh, no, the potted plant is back, you guys.
The potted plant.
Pitching a warrior.
Okay, in exchange.
Oh, that's how he does it. That's how he does the potted plant. Plus 10 to monster.
Nope.
Probably. That would make sense, right?
Switch out my dwarf for an elf.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can change race at any time.
Yeah, but doesn't the half-breed go with it?
No, because I'm switching.
What is it? Let's see. You have 2 race cards. Have all the advantages and disadvantages, or you may have 1 race card and have all of its advantages and disadvantages. You lose this card if you lose your race cards.
Lose them.
So. Read your potted plant again so everybody understands what
Elves
you're doing.
Draw an extra treasure after defeating it.
There you go.
But my short white armor no longer fits. Gonna kill it?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay. Deaded. Again, level.
Oh, dang it. Huh. I should have fought the Balrog.
1. 2 treasures.
I did that wrong. Damn it.
It's okay.
It pisses me off because...
You could have won it.
I would have been able to at least had one chance to win it in the next round by keeping that potted plant. Play the Balrog. Force one of you with the highest to help me. Defeat the Balrog. Go up to 9. Hopefully it goes around.
There's still game left.
I'm so mad at myself. I can't use the Balrog to compel you to help me if it's going to get me the winning level now.
Right.
Ah, dang it.
It's okay.
No, that was...
You're also assuming that nothing else would have happened to you over the course of one turn.
That's true.
Put my leather armor back on. You can go.
Wow, that was not as complicated as I thought it was going to be from looking at your face.
That was a whole number. It was Rob had like 2 costume changes.
All right, I kick open the door. Halfling.
Yay.
Hey, I'll be a halfling princess warrior. Princess halfling warrior.
Tonight on CBS, Princess Halfling Warrior meets Rob.
Halfling warrior princess?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you say it. You say warrior princess.
Oh. Yes. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. You throw a chakram at someone, which inexplicably returns. Well, I guess it bounces off things and then returns. Losing 0 momentum. What are you looking over here for?
You know, just looking at your stuff, man. Just looking at your stuff.
You're looking to see if I'm messing with your stuff?
No, I'm looking to just see me mess you stuff. Yep. There's more now. I guess I'll curse you, Rodrigo.
What?
Lose your foot gear.
What?
Sorry.
No.
Done like a drum solo.
Okay. And kick open the door into a cleric.
Indeed.
Do you?
Cleric is a good thing to be towards the end of the game.
Because you can get
that
one card,
that tasty monster out of the discards.
Also, Divine Intervention.
Yeah, Divine Intervention.
Yeah. Convenient. Yeah, which hasn't come out yet.
No.
Which all right.
Probably still be in there.
Let's try.
Did you pre-order the new iPhone, Steven?
What's that?
Did you pre-order the new iPhone?
No.
Yeah.
I am going to... Can I stop being a race if I want to?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll start out this way. I'm going to go looking for trouble.
Oh,
buddy. Oh.
Here we go. Rouse preparing.
Against a level 8 face sucker. It's gross. Plus 6 against elves. Bad stuff. When it sucks your face off, your headgear goes with it. Discard the headgear you were wearing and lose a level. So right now, it is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And I'm at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So I'm beating it by 5.
Balrog joins the fight.
Okay. All right, so I am losing this by
15?
No, more than that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 15.
Is your treasure a go-up-a-level card?
Nope.
Darn. Because if it was, I would have gladly pledged my elven services.
Well. Oh, is it just one level per fight?
You help someone else kill. Each monster, you help someone else kill.
Okay. That wouldn't get you there?
If you gave him the go up a level card.
But this guy's 2 levels.
It's one it's per so monster.
Yeah.
Oh, I go up a level for every monster I help someone else kill.
Yeah.
Just remember that, Rob. Just remember that.
Just remember that.
That's the sound on the wind, as the hawk bus said. Oh, okay. Sorry. Different podcast.
What?
But another fine podcast of the Major Spoilers Podcast Network.
All right. I am going to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that might be worth it. I am going to... Charm the Balrog.
Oh, boo.
So, I'm back to beating this guy by 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, minus 14, so 5. I'm beating it by 5 again, because the Balrog is gone.
I'll curse you. Lose a level.
No...
I will throw in my magic missiles plus 5 on the other side, so...
Okay. So now I've got it tied.
Yep.
You lost a level, so you're down to...
Oh, you're down 1.
18. Minus 5 is only 13, so you're down by 1.
Okay. I will... Trying to figure out if there's anything else I got. I'll stop being an elf. And get basically plus 6.
So it's now 8 plus 5, 13 versus your...
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Okay.
Beating it by how much?
5.
Nah, all I got is 3. Anything else?
I guess I've got 2, but...
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I can do that, too. You're beating it by how much?
6, but, you know, I'm not going to... Like, it's not going to win me the game at this point.
Why?
If I beat it.
Oh.
Because you brought me with a loss of level.
Right.
Like, I'm not... I'm not at the cusp anymore.
But what's the bad stuff? Lose all your stuff, right? Headgear?
No. When it sucks your face, your headgear goes with it. Discard the headgear you're wearing and lose a level. So I'd lose another level, I guess, unless it only counts if I don't if I have headgear.
Okay.
So, anything else?
No.
All right, I'll beat it. Crunch, get back to 9. And get 5, 6, 7 treasures.
Second time, 7 treasures. In this, no, third time in this game, 7
One,
treasures.
1, 2,
the 7
three,
treasures might have been worth tossing the extra 5 in there.
4, 5, 6, 7.
So what are you at, 8 or 9 now?
9.
Okay.
That sucks. I had to throw a bunch of cool stuff away.
The polearm.
Well,
I was just trying to figure out what your treasure was.
Some, yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna carry around a transferal potion, and nasty tasting sports drink. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door and find a level 4 leprechaun. He's gross. +5 against elves. Bad stuff. He takes 2 items from you, one chosen by the player on either side of you. I've got him beat just with my glass sneakers, or tied with my glass sneakers, by myself and my hireling. I'm at 8, 9, 12... 16, 17, 18, 19 to his 4, beating him by 15. 3-2 smash.
Mm-hmm.
2 treasures. You may shuffle the treasure deck. Bum, bum, bum. Dang it. I'm one of those fancy princesses. Because I've got a really impressive title. The Princess of Thieves.
That is impressive.
Okay, yeah. Yes, you do.
And, I can't use that. It doesn't say I can't use it for...
I don't know.
Is there a rule that we need to consult?
Possibly. To want to ask the group consensus?
Well, I know what the group consensus is going to be.
Well, if you know what the group consensus is going to be, then...
That's game changers. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the rules. Rules, rules, rules. I have a card that lets me go... up a level, but it doesn't say I can't do it to win a level. It's not like go up a level. It's not like a true go up a level card.
Unless a card says otherwise, you can't use a card to go gain the winning level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why the cleric one says that you can win.
Yeah.
You may not sell items. Okay. Burp, 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 burp. Okay, then. That is that. Rob, it is your turn, I believe.
Oh, you don't have too many cards in hand?
I don't believe so. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4 cards in my hand.
Darn.
And last time I checked, I was allowed to have 5 cards in my hand.
I'm going to kick down the door.
What'd you get?
Oh, lose a class.
Oh, no, lose a class? What does that mean? You're no longer a cleric?
He is no longer a cleric.
Man. So you can't take a card from the top of the deck and... Oh, but you can be a warrior. That's
good.
Dude, I've had like a fistful of freaking class dollars.
Fistful of warriors.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they won't come out and play.
Yeah.
They're in Rob's hands.
Yep.
I'm going to go looking for trouble.
Okay.
Against the level 8 Amazon. Not attack females, just gives them 1 treasure instead. Bad stuff. You have had your butt kicked by a woman. Your macho munchkin pride is lost. Lose your class. If you already had no class, lose 3 levels.
Ooh, ouch.
But I have a class. So 3, 4, 5, 12 versus their 8.
One level.
Take it, man. Take it.
Everybody good?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
No Amazons. Level 8. 1, 2 treasures. I'm going to mutilate the bodies to go up a level.
Okay.
Putting me at 9.
9, 9, 9, and 9.
Yep.
Take off my tube of charm and rat on a stick to use a bow with ribbons.
Oh, I miss that bow with ribbons.
You can go.
All right, I kick open the door. To level 8 gazebo. No one can help you. You must face the gazebo alone. Bad stuff. Lose 3 levels.
Oof.
It is 8 to my 9, 10, 12, 15, 16, 19.
So you're beating it by 11.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
And you're a warrior, so uh-huh. You've got to throw in 12.
Yep.
I can throw in 3.
Two.
I could probably still use this and not even go up a level. But I will backstab you to throw in a negative 2. And I will use my flaming potion to add a 3. So there's 5. So we've got to beat him by 7.
2 more.
5.
You could also try stealing.
I could, but I don't want to lose a level. Because that's my luck.
Mm-hmm.
What is it at?
I'm winning by 5.
It's at... Yeah, he's winning by 5, but it's at 8. 13 to his 18. Really wish you hadn't hit the gazebo. Any other monster.
Why?
Because I'm an elf at level 9.
So listeners know, I discarded using my thief. I discarded one of my princess cards. It was the ugly stepsister, level 6 character. Doesn't matter here, but if people were wanting to know where the princess cards were, there's a princess card.
I can throw in a nasty tasting sports drink for 2. Let's see. How much is the gazebo by itself at right 8. Now?
It's 8 plus 5, so 13 is what the gazebo is sitting at. Which means Zach is at 18.
I mean, does anybody have anything else besides this?
Nope. And Zach can't get any help on this, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try and steal the gazebo from Zach. Transferal potion. Play during any combat. Any other player, your choice, fights the monsters. May ask for help normally and gets a treasure on levels if he wins. The original player then resumes his turn and may loot the room, whether the combat was won or lost, usable once only. So I will pick me for fighting the gazebo.
All right.
Okay. So does all the bonuses and everything go with it?
Yes, except the backstab stays with Zach.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then here's a backstab. Here's a backstab for you.
Can I read the thief?
Hey, Steven.
You may read the thief.
I don't think you can play it yet.
Why don't you try and steal something from Rodrigo?
Because I don't want to go down a
fucking
level.
Because then if you do, you can steal his level.
Ah, there you go.
That's perfect him for combat. So, let's see.
What do you have?
What's the gazebo at?
8.
13.
And I'm at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Minus so. 2 is 17.
17.
So what you're losing discard? By 4. Yeah, beautiful stepsister will knock him down to that by 2. And then, so you're at what again?
Let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Minus 2. 17.
17 to its
13. 13. So he's down by 4.
Okay. I will go ahead and try to... He's down by 4? Or he's winning
by 4? I'm up by 4.
So what's your highest item there?
That's not big.
That's not big. Yeah. That would be my pantyhose of giant strength.
Which is how much?
Plus three bonus.
It's not going to do anything if I steal it.
Yeah, but if you don't steal it...
Yeah.
Like,
all right, I'm going to try to steal those pantyhose, because no halfling princess thief needs pantyhose, or would be caught dead without pantyhose. And it's a 3, and I don't, so I lose a level. And I'm going to steal a level from Rodrigo to go back up a level, so I stay at 9.
Okay. Am I still beating it?
Yep.
You're still beating it.
Okay. I am going to...
I also discarded 2 princess cards there, ladies and gentlemen.
You discarded 3 princess cards.
One, a beautiful stepsister, and the other one, Prince Charmless, which, up against a princess... He's a level 12, but up against a princess, he is a minus 3, so that would have been a 9.
I am going to...
I let Rob talk me into that.
Kill the hireling to go up a level, so I'm going to kill Steven's hireling to go back up to level 9.
Thanks,
making,
Rob.
Making this once again me for the win. I'll throw this over here.
You're up by 4?
I think so. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Backstabbed.
17.
Unsuccessfully stolen thing, so that doesn't count. So 17 to...
And then you took 1, go up a level, right? Oh, no, so that's what you're at. Yeah, never mind. So 17 versus it's...
13 still,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I would become a thief.
Oh, here we go.
I'm a pitch mithril armor to backstab.
Okay.
For neg 2.
Steal them pantyhose.
Yeah, and then I'm going to try and steal the pantyhose by discarding the dwarven armor. Can I borrow a die from your bag again? Ooh.
Sure.
There you go. That's awful nice of you, Zach.
That is for the win.
I don't quite know where
this seems really familiar.
Yeah.
Look.
Six. Pantyhose are mine. They go with my leather armor. Oh, hey.
So now Rodrigo's down by 1. He's not a warrior. And so now it's up to him to decide what he wants to do.
Let's see. I am going to throw in a nasty tasting sports drink to put myself up by 1.
Is that 3?
Two, three, down by 1, up by 1. Oh.
Better steal something else, Rob.
Why don't you steal something?
I got nothing else I can get rid of.
Anything that you can pitch, you can get rid of. In fact, the knee pads of a lure aren't going to do you any good anymore.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You can't ask for help from any of us.
You can. Point. He's at level 8 now.
Yeah. No, I'm at level 9. I stole the level back.
Oh, that's true.
Which is how I was able to actually convince him to do it to begin with.
All right, I'll try this. I'm going to pitch my slimy armor to try to steal your next highest item.
That would be either my flaming armor or my singing and dancing sword.
Flaming armor. And I don't. Told you, I'm not a very good thief. Mm-hmm. I steal hearts. I don't steal
that's true.
Things.
It's you're too pampered of a princess of thieves.
I know.
You must have actually gotten that title actually through inheritance.
Well, it is a really impressive title.
Yeah. It must have actually been that you're just the daughter of the king of thieves.
No, I'm the man. I'm a guy.
Okay, you're just the son.
Guys can be princesses too.
You're just the son of the queen of thieves.
Yes.
I'm going to try this again.
What are you stealing?
Why don't you borrow another one of his things? If he'll let you.
I am going for the singing and dancing sword.
Okay.
Wait, that's not usable by thieves, is it?
Nope.
Go for the armor.
I'll go for the armor.
Okay.
You do not. All right, there you go. I'm going to pitch my cleric knee pads of allure. What is it, 4 or higher?
Yep.
So I want that armor. Okay. So now he's down by 1.
Yep.
And I'm down 2 levels. Along with Rob.
I can't equip stuff now, right?
Nope.
Nope.
Yep. I'm gonna have to run away, I think. Yep. I'm gonna try and run away.
Ouch.
And he runs away.
Yeah. No. There was never a question about him running away.
All right. Let's clear these cards here.
All right.
Is he going to have to waste a die?
Back to my turn.
Yep. You get to loot the room.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do I get a...
That's what it said.
Loot the original player then resumes his turn and may loot the room.
So it's Rodrigo's turn again.
Or lost.
Well, yeah, after he's done.
Loot the room, Zach. Yep. So we just blew it all on...
So I don't even get to kick down the door anymore.
Nope, you just loot the room.
That's stupid. Okay.
Rob and I are level 8s.
Yep.
I gave up a lot.
I'm going to stop being a warrior and I'm going to be an elf.
That's not how that works.
Your warrior's a class.
Oh,
class.
You have to
stop being a halfling.
I'm going to stop being a halfling. I'm going to be a warrior. I'm not going to be an elf. I'm going to be an elf. Whatever. My turn's done.
Elf, warrior, princess. That's what Zach is right now. Okay. I'm going to kick down the door. Kick to level 2, God, large, angry chicken.
Really?
Fried chicken is delicious. Gain an extra level if you defeat it with fire or flame, which I don't have, but it would have been great to get level 11 out of the deal. Bad stuff, very painful pecking, lose a level. Now, I did get a lot of stuff stolen from me. So right now I'm only
just
at
on your level. You beat
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
17.
Got to beat it by 15, Zach. He's not a warrior, so you got to get drop 15 on him. Wandering monster with a plus 10.
All right, Rodrigo, you ready?
Yeah.
Want to go out in style?
Yeah, figured that was going to happen.
ancient, enraged.
Wait. Before you throw these in.
Yeah.
You want to just win the game together?
Yeah, sure. But I was going to do it in style.
Yeah.
No, see, if you do that, then that gives them an opportunity to mess with
us. I
don't
think they can.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess, okay.
They're thieves. They can start stealing shit. So take these back.
Okay, yeah.
And let's just win.
Okay, let's just win.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Saw that coming.
So what are you at? What are we at together?
Doesn't matter.
10, 12, 15, 16.
I say, you guys beat it on your level alone. Yeah. We don't have anything to...
All right, what'd you guys think of the Princess expansion pack? I wish they were more than 15 cards.
Yeah, I don't think 15 cards is quite enough to...
I think if we would have spread them out through the deck more, you wouldn't have seen them as much, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that this is a good... I think there are enough interesting things with this expansion, this booster, to make it buy 2 boosters and throw them in and have fun that way.
It really depends how you play your Munchkin.
That's true.
Because we throw these expansions in, and then take them back out and then play mm-hmm. with separate different expansions.
Right.
Some people might just
keep adding them on.
Or they just have their base set and say, you know what, I want to do princesses. And mm-hmm. every time they play Munchkin, it's going to be Munchkin princesses plus regular Munchkin.
Right.
Eventually, through multiple games, they're going to see all the cards, right?
Yeah.
If you're just making a giant stack of stuff from various different things, then no, you're almost certainly not going to see all of the princess things together.
I just think there was enough fun stuff in the booster pack that it almost seems like if you had double that in just a regular deck, it would be very interesting to play. So.
Man, princess is pretty huge. Just being a princess, like,
oh my gosh,
what, like a +3 per monster?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. +3 per
it's
monster.
Huge.
If you fight it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Still though.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Weirdly, it's the sort of thing that promotes kind of a slightly weirder style of play. A situation in which you might actually throw in like a level 1 wandering monster to yourself for like a net +2.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I like that tier of binding. That one looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the overly helpful animals. That was good.
And all right, ladies and Zach, any thoughts?
No, I thought.
Did
it was
you enjoy
nice...
being a princess?
Oh yeah, that was a big help. I think it was a nice. Yeah, I think they totally could expand that probably to a larger thing. There's a lot of stuff they could pull from.
I didn't realize it was just a booster. So, originally, I thought it was a full.
They could do a lot with that.
You know what? And
because you could do the whole. You could focus more on kind of the fairy tale-ish type stuff.
Well, and basically, it's a great opportunity to poke fun at Disney.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I was thinking.
Which. You know, there's so much material there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You could just make a whole expansion.
One of those might be Zach's.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Anything else? Anything else? Any other thoughts? Did you enjoy it, Rob?
Yeah. I really wish Zach hadn't kicked a freaking gazebo down.
Yeah.
Any other monster.
Me too, because then I could have won it earlier by stealing the gazebo and then teaming up with Rob.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was expecting.
No matter what, though, that's I won, so I'm okay with it.
Yes. All right. Okay, everybody, that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thank you for downloading and sharing with a friend. If you want to pick up Munchkin Princesses, the booster pack, I think it's like $3.99. Yeah, $3.99. You can get it at Amazon, and if you use that link over at majorspoilers.com, you can go get the Munchkin Princesses, and a little bit comes back our way. Heck, these are so cheap. Get two of them, like I said, and then get two more of your friends who also play Munchkin. So there you go. So get six of them total. You're paying less than $20. I'm going to bet with Amazon Prime membership, if you have that, it comes down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little bit comes back our way and allows us to continue to do shows like Munchkin Land week after week after week. Thank you for your support. And if you have any questions, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you both are elves and you try to win the game at the same time.
Yeah. Woo.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.